You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
This weekend's March for Nature saw 20,000 people gathering in central Auckland to protest against the Fast Track Approvals Bill. Submissions closed just under 2 months ago, and the Select Committee is currently reviewing and proposing changes to the bill. The bill has been quite controversial since its proposal, with debate from both sides of Parliament and the public on whether the potential benefits outweigh the cost. The Ramrad bill, also initially proposed under the previous Labor government, has been equally met with controversy, particularly for how it fails to address the core issues of youth offending, instead proposing prosecuting those as young as 12 years old. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I spoke to MP Tom Rutherford about the Fast Track Approvals Bill as it moves through the Select Committee process and how the current government plans to handle the Ramrad Bill. I'm keen to start off this morning with the March Against the Fast Track Bill this weekend, an estimated 20,000 people showing up to that protest. Obviously, the government and Select Committees will be reviewing submissions that have been made in regards to the bill. Is there also any consideration given to protests like these as well?
Morning, Kester. Really nice to be back with you this week again. Obviously, I respect the protesters' right to free speech, and I respect their concerns. We are open to sensible changes to the bill, but the one-stop-shop nature of the bill and concept of fast-tracking will not change. We have an infrastructure deficit, we have a housing crisis, and we need to get our emissions down. Fast-track is critical to addressing these challenges.
Yeah, I guess if you could elaborate on that a bit. The government has been, quite staunch in maintaining its approach to the bill. Why is the government, so concrete in this approach, given its clear controversy among members of the public?
Yeah, consenting major projects cost too much and it takes too long in New Zealand. The Infrastructure Commission estimates that current consenting processes cost infrastructure projects $1.3 billion every year, and the time taken to get a resource consent for key projects nearly doubled in the recent five-year period. And if I think of one example in particular, there was a wind farm that took 8 years to consent and then took 2 years to build. We simply have this all the wrong way around, and all we're doing is saying New Zealand needs to get the fast-tracking bill through so that we can actually get things built and done in this country.
There's also been this narrative painted around red and green tape policies that have been designed to protect the environment or protect endangered species, etc. This tape has been, implemented for a reason in the past and been criticised by the current government, especially Resource Minister Shane Jones. Is there, a reason why we're trying to get rid of these policies or bypass these policies that have been implemented for a good reason?
Let's just not forget that there is an expert panel which will be advising the ministers through the process. And the really important thing there is when they're deciding whether to refer a project to the ministers for their consideration, they will have to look into how it will contribute either in a negative or a positive way on climate mitigation, adaptation and resilience to natural hazards. Ministers also have the power to decline an application for a referral on the basis that it has adverse environmental effects. So let's be really clear. We're not getting rid of our protections on the environment. We appreciate New Zealand and our incredible country that we've got. We're simply saying we want to reduce red tape through changes like the Fast Track Bill so that we can get on and rebuild our economy.
Right, just a couple of clarifications about that expert panel. In the previous way we've seen the bill, the expert panel would be appointed by the three ministers and the minister overseeing the project would still have the final say. Is that something we could expect to change as the Fast Track Approvals Bill goes through the Select Committee process?
Yeah, as we've said, we are open to sensible changes to the bill through the Select Committee process. I don't want to prejudice any decisions that the Environment Select Committee will make. They are still listening to they have been listening to public submissions. They're still going through their process, and then they will report back to the House in the next few months. So I do not want to jump the gun on what they may or may not include as some of their recommended changes to the bill.
All right, so I guess as a bit of a summary here, if you were issuing a response to the protesters, would you say that, their concerns are being looked at and addressed?
Absolutely. That's the purpose of a Select Committee process. Open to feedback from the public, listen to public submissions, listen to people's both concerns and also support to the bill and different parts of it, and then for the Select Committee to make pragmatic changes to the bill and then report it back to the House so that it can be further enforced and then into law accordingly.
Moving on to the Ram Raid Offending and Related Measures Bill, could you give a little context as to what this bill would do and why it's been put forward?
Yeah, so the Ram Raid Bill that you're talking about, our government has yet to form a position on the Ram Raid Bill, which was actually formally introduced by the Labor government and introduced and passed at its first reading last year under the previous administration. So at present, we're taking stock of it, looking into it, and then making a decision on whether we're going to continue to progress it or whether we're going to be stopping in its tracks.
Right. Is there any indication at all as to which way this would sort of swing, or is it still we're moving towards making a decision?
Yeah, we're still moving towards making a decision at this present time. Things I would note, up until the end of 2023 last year, ram raids were up by 290%, robberies were up 62%, violent crime was up 33%, victims of retail crime was up 110%, and gang membership went up 51%. We have an incredibly dire situation with law and order in New Zealand, and we as a government are focused on restoring law and order so that New Zealanders feel safe in both their homes, their communities, and in their country.
There's a part of this bill that has been criticised by members of the public, particularly that it would allow for those as young as 12 to be prosecuted. Is this something that the government would look at, particularly in evaluating whether they will support this bill?
Yeah, that's definitely a part of the bill that we're looking into the consideration of. As I said earlier, we haven't made a decision on our position on the bill at this stage, but we are aware of that provision that was included in the previous Labor government's bill when they took it through Parliament for the first reading last year. We're considering our options at this stage, and then we will make a decision in due course.
The government has also been, I guess, making different decisions regarding several of the policies introduced by the previous government, you know, with the Pie Order Amendment Bill, scrapping Section 7AA, changes to Māori wards. These are quite swift decisions, I guess, that were made in the campaign last year or coming in this year on policies made by the previous two Labor governments. Is there a reason why, you know, the decision regarding this policy particularly has been taking a little bit longer?
I think this one we're thinking and being more considered around our approach with this, in the sense that this has already had a first reading in Parliament. It has been referred to the Select Committee process and stage following that first reading. So it's in a slightly different camp to some of the other previous bills that you've mentioned. That's why we're taking stock a little bit. We're trying to look through it and say, can we actually see any valid wins here that we want to progress with the bill? Or do we pull it all together and actually look to implement other processes and other policies that we actually think will have a better impact and better effect for our communities to ensure they feel safe and that we're restoring law and order in New Zealand?
That was National's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about the Fast Track Approvals Bill and Ram Raid Bill. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.